Morning, everybody. It's good to see everybody here in church this morning. It's good to have our online guests visiting with us today. If you're online and you have a prayer request, please send it to us. We have several people here that will pray for you. If you have any needs, wants, or desires, just let us know. But we do appreciate you being here and listening to our service this morning. Today's sermon is on gentle hearts. As followers of Christ, we're called to embody His character and demonstrate His love to others. One essential aspect of Christ's character is kindness, which means gentle spirit, and how it reflects on the heart of Christ. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to come into your house, Father. We so cherish it, and we know your Holy Spirit resides in here, Lord. We just want to thank you for all that you've done for us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Our foundation for this can be found in Ephesians. Oh, and that don't work. In Ephesians 4:29, through 32. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive each other just as Christ God forgave you. If we are going to live in Christ's character, we must first look at our speech. Our words can shape lives, mend broken hearts, and inspire hope. But our speech can also destroy, tear down, and words cannot be taken back if they cause injury to someone. I hate computers. Consider the impact of a kind word spoken at the right time. It can make someone's day, lift someone's spirit. However harsh and hurtful, words can leave lasting scars and pain, and those you can't take back. It is crucial that we intentionally choose kindness, allowing our word to be a source of blessing to those around us. To find kindness in our speech, we must choose our words carefully. Let's list Let's listen to others. Are they Christ-like or are they words of this world? We acted, we must apologize right away. We are not being Christ-like. Remember, Jesus has a kind, gentle, and compassionate heart. Now that we understand guarding our words, let's see how kindness affects our action. Kindness is not limited to words by themselves. It should also be apparent in our action to others. Kindness is expression of Christ's love and care in a world that is so desperately needing it. You know, Ephesians 4:32, I'll read this part again. Paul's talking and says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you." Think about that. Be compassionate towards one another, forgiving towards one another. We're to be like Christ. We're to be like God. That person that you're angry with, you need to be praying for. And then when you see him, ask for forgiveness. If we didn't think before we acted, we must apologize right away. We are not being Christ-like. Remember, Jesus has a kind, gentle, and compassionate heart. Now that we understand guarding our words, let's see how kindness affects our action. Kindness is not limited to words by themselves. It should also be apparent in our action to others. Kindness is an expression of Christ's love and care in the world that so desperately needs it. This goes beyond sentiment or feeling. It calls us to act in kindness and compassion. To those around us, Christ's teaching encompasses all of this kindness, compassion, and love, helping the needy and the downtrodden. Compassion action reflects Christ's character, giving his selfless and sacrificial love. When we extend a helping hand to someone in need, we become the hands and the feet of Jesus, bringing his compassion to a hurting world. This impact of kindness and compassion has the power. It has the power of kindness. It has the power to inspire, heal, and restore both the giver and receiver. As members of this church, daily, let us actively demonstrate action. It could be as simple as listening to someone's struggles, volunteering, and giving forgiveness to those who wronged us. Each act, no matter how small, can make a difference in someone's life. Let us reflect the love of Christ through our actions, that as followers of Christ, by doing so, we will transform the lives of those we touch and feel the joy that comes from us. I mean, that is love, kindness, compassion, awe for his fellow man. As we look on Christ's character through kindness, we must first look at God's kindness towards us. We can draw inspiration from the depths of his love and kindness he has shown us. The second half of verse 32, Paul encourages us to forgive others as Christ. God gives us. One of God's ultimate acts of kindness was Christ's sacrifice and forgiveness. We witness a love that surpasses all. The kindness of God shows his willingness to give mercy and grace to all the sinners, even the undeserving. When we truly understand God's kindness towards us, it shows that the same kindness to others, we become conduits of his love, forgiving as we have been forgiven, showing grace to serve who may not deserve it, the showing kindness to both friends and foes alike. Having a good heart and a willingness to forgive is essential to show the kindness of God. Kindness requires effort and desire to be Christ-like. This week, what can you be kinder to? Those around us, let's show a grateful heart and the willingness to forgive. Let's be Christ-like in all that we do. And we as Christians need to be Christ-like in all that we do. When we're out in public and we see somebody, just tell them, have a blessed day. Or if we see somebody who's in turmoil or crying, ask them how you can help. Can you pray for them? You know, it's nothing but a few minutes of your time. And that time can be what saves that person you're talking to. I don't know how many times I've gone in the stores and left and said, have a blessed day. And not necessarily the cashiers, but someone alongside of me says, have a blessed day. You know, so it affects each and everybody. Just those simple words. And it means a whole lot. As we close today, let's remember the grateful heart and the willingness to forgive. Let's remember the kindness to both our friends and foes. Let's remember what Jesus has done for us. And let's be Christ-like to those who come in contact with. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this message. We thank you for all that you do for us. God, we just love you, and we just pray for your help, Father, in teaching us about kindness and faithfulness and love, Father. Let us walk your steps, Father. And when we can't walk, please pick us up and carry us. In Jesus' name, amen.